Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. Also joining me, Brianna Manuel Pena.
Hello out there.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling good about months and months of gaming goodness in front of us. At this point, it is October 2nd as of this recording, and there are so many games that we're about to play.
Actually, we were playing right now the Call of Duty Black Ops 7 beta.
Heck yeah.
I'm going to spend more time before I say my opinion about it. But yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
Mm-hmm. It's cool, and I'm good at it so far, which that always makes me feel better about a game.
Yeah, I had to get used to the animation.
Yeah, and the movement's
different. It's a little bit different, right? Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Right now, they only have multiplayer available, and I think they're going to open up zombies during the beta. I don't know when exactly. I haven't been looking. Look, I have so many games I've been playing that games I can't even mention which ones, but it's a lot.
Excited for zombies. The storyline looks cool. I won't get into it right now because that's not exactly what we're talking about today.
No, that's not the topic. So I know. Yesterday, actually, I was pre-briefed of an announcement that was about to happen. That was the new changes coming up now for Xbox Game Pass, and I've been part of the Xbox Game Pass subscription service for a long time, even before that. I was also part of Xbox Live, the original Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have the disc somewhere around here of the beta, 2002, summer of 2002. So they changed it from that to Xbox Game Pass. Do you remember when was the first time you joined Xbox Live and Game Pass subscription?
I don't remember. I've been playing online since I could play online. So somewhere in 05, maybe.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So there's been a lot of changes, a lot of good, and there's a couple of bad that we're going to be talking about. So I know online people have been focusing more on the bad, I knew that was going to happen, but let's talk about the good. They added now there's three tiers. There's Essential, Premium, and also Ultimate. So Ultimate is the one that you get 400 games. There's going to be a lot of stuff in there. Also, Fortnite Crew is also going to be part of the service, which is really cool if you're a Fortnite fan. I think that's like, we're worth it. You get all the season pass, everything in there. A lot of cool stuff. Ubisoft content is going to be available there too. I believe there's like 400 games or so, something like that right now available there. Also, no more beta for xCloud. Now it's the full cloud gaming. It's all in now, right? So I remember they started a beta back in 2020. It is crazy. It took them 5 years to do that, to work on it. So that's the good thing. There's a lot of other stuff in there, perks, rewards and all that for those that play the game and everything. For premium, I believe it's less games, it's 200 games and so. But those games are not day-to-date like Ultimate. So a game comes out now, a year later it will be available on Essential and also on premium tiers. So, you know, that's going to take a while. But those changes, I know the price on that one is, and I'm looking for it right now.
On which one?
All three of them. So Ascenso is 50 games, playable on PC, console, and cloud, $9.99. Premium will be 200 plus games, playable also PC, console, and cloud. And honestly, I think this is the one that I think looks like it's the best so far when it comes to like price. And because we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But, you know, if you just want to play games on just PC, I think that's like the best way to do things in there. But anyways.
So I'm going to pause you there because you're talking about the console Game Pass. That's a different service than PC Game Pass, which is Ultimate's actually a different price.
Ultimate's for both.
Right. But okay, so let me just break these down a little bit with a little bit more clarity, because there's three console versions of Xbox Game Pass. And when I say console version, I mean anything other than the PC Game Pass, right? Sure. So this is, you can play on mobile via cloud as well. But you have Essential, Premium, and Ultimate, as Danny's mentioning. Essential is $9.99 a month. You do not get guaranteed new releases day and date. Premium is the mid-tier. It's $14.99 a month. You get new Xbox published games within a year of launch. So a little bit later for some of those. And only, like Danny said, around 200 games would be on this one versus 50 on Essential. And then Ultimate, which is the big Bertha, that's 400 games. And it's $29.99 a month. And for that, you're guaranteed 75 or more day one releases. And, of course, all of those have different benefits depending on the game publishers. Like, for instance, Riot Games have benefits for all three tiers. As Dana mentioned, there's some Fortnite rewards mixed in there. Ultimate comes with bonus stuff for EA and Ubisoft as well. But truly, the best value when you're looking at all of these now is on PC, because PC Game Pass, which is $16.99 a month, it has also increased in price, gets you everything on PC. So Ultimate does include, all of these include games that you can play on PC, but PC Game Pass, which can't be used on console, to be clear, costs a little bit more than the mid-tier premium, costs a lot less than Ultimate, but you get things day and date on PC. So if you want day and date games and you play on a PC ever, if that's your preferred way to play, you lucked out. You have probably the best bang for your buck at $16.99 a month.
That's really good. That's a really, really good price, too. And, you know, perfect timing, too, for those that are planning to buy the Xbox Ally ROG handheld device, right?
Right.
That comes out very soon. Because that's
they
a
have
PC.
Confirmed that those will use PC Game Pass.
Yeah, those are, that device is a PC handheld. It's like similar to like Steam Deck, something like that, right? Because I know people think, oh, it's console. No, there's games that's not available on PC.
Right.
That's only on PC, and that's it. No console. So, I think that's the best for me. I think that's the best one out of all the tiers.
If you have a PC, and that's a big asterisk, right? Like, not everybody does. And truthfully, there's some people who will only play mobile, and they don't really need all of this. And if you're streaming AAA games day one, great for you. But if it's really not that big of a deal, Essential is there, Premium is there. Now, I know there's lots of discourse online about the Ultimate plan, because that's what most people that are in our algorithm subscribe to historically. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's $30 a month, so essentially half a premium game every month, and you're not necessarily guaranteed that number of AAA releases every year. They do say 75 or more games over the year, but some of them might be smaller. Many of them will be ones not everyone is interested in. So the value proposition starts to look a little bit different there than it has previously when it was $20 a month.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. I still see the value on this. I still see it because I think right now, games are all over the place when it comes to prices. Some games are $59.99. Some are $70, sometimes even more, right?
I would argue $70 seems to be the new base price that most publishers in the AAA space want us to be at. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have your ones that are higher than that, your special editions, your additional subscription content releases. And then, you know, you still have your 40s, your $30 games out there.
Yeah, so yeah.
Everything will move up over time. That is how money works.
Again, I see the value. I see the value because, you know, you're getting Ubisoft Plus, Classics, EA Play, Fortnite Crew, which is a subscription service to get the season pass,
mm-hmm.
part of the service if you play Fortnite. So I see there's a lot of cool stuff in there. But man, but let me tell you, $29.99, $30 a month, man, you have to be really dedicated to play this and use this service for you to be paying $30 a month. Now,
it's tough because so many subscription-based entertainment services are just moving up. And
everything.
And I understand it's being frustrating because everything getting more expensive. And if you're here in the States, it's even worse because mm-hmm. we're getting straight up console prices are going up and the price of everyday items, food is going up. And that may not necessarily be due to market pressures. But the fact is things cost more now than they did this time last year. And they probably will again go up in the future. Mm-hmm. And until people at the top are ready to cut their take homes or shareholders are willing to take less exponential growth for any given quarter, this is the future that we have in front of us. And, you know, without any additional governmental or market pressure intervention, prices will keep going up. That's how we have to live right now.
You know, I was having a conversation with you in Paris, I think it was yesterday, and I remember, you know, getting super excited when Disney Plus was announced a couple years back that it was coming. It was gonna compete with Netflix big time. I'm like, oh man, this is crazy. You know, look at the library of the amount of content that Disney has, right? So when it first launched, I think it was like $5 or $6 a month. I was like, yo, that's
crazy deal. To think about that today.
That's a deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. It's like almost $30 a month now.
Yeah.
Right? And that was just a couple of years. It took a couple of years for the price to go up. Not only that, Netflix raised the price multiple times. A lot of services just went up when it comes to like price. So
yeah, Hulu, Spotify, like mm-hmm. it's all going up and up and up. And there really is no incentive for them to cut it and go lower. Now, if you're someone like Ryan Reynolds and you own Mint Mobile, sure, that could be a thing that you do every once in a while. And, you know, mm-hmm. it gets new customers in and then you raise it again over time. That's just business, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what's frustrating to me is the assumption that for some reason, any given company, it could be gaming or otherwise, would or should even just like never raise prices or lower prices because more people want to pay lower prices. Like, that's just not how commerce works. And for people to be upset, totally understandable. Something that you have right now costs more. You don't want it to. Like, that is a very natural response. But the thing that I've seen kind of floating around is, like, is gaming becoming a luxury? Because it, you know, really only targeting people with additional income ready to spend on this hobby. Mm-hmm. And my response to that is it's always been a luxury hobby. And at no point has gaming been considered, you know, a right or something that everybody is innately entitled to. Like, mm-hmm. I believe healthcare, water, housing, like things that are clean water, housing, like things that I believe all humans should have access to. Gaming is not on that list. It is something that you have the ability to indulge in when you have that extra. And this is a lot of people's one chosen hobby. And it can bring you so many great opportunities. It can bring you to different communities of others who love the same thing you do, which is why I love gaming so much. I mean, it can even, you know, connect people across entire oceans, right? Like, we've played with people across the world, and it's awesome. But it's not like an inalienable right. And so when it gets more expensive and people are priced out, it's like, yeah, a lot of services that we're used to having access to as quote-unquote middle-class citizens, at least in the United States, they're targeting a luxury audience. They're targeting people who do have disposable income. And as we get squeezed more and more at every aspect of our lives, gaming may just be something that companies are willing to put out of our reach, and they're okay with that. Like, they're okay with losing you. And that's something that you kind of have to come to terms with if this is something you decide to keep investing in.
Yeah, I mean, this generation has been weird to me because multiple price increase, you know, studio layoffs, all kinds of stuff that I'm like, man, it's been a very rough generation, you know, compared to the previous ones, right? But I know we spoke about, actually, you were the one that brought this up to me. Look at Arizona, the drink,
Arizona tea.
It's still 99 cents
because at the top, the leadership decided that they didn't need more money. Mm-hmm. That's the decision that will make the change.
So, do you ever see that with gaming?
No, not never. They've already given up the goose. You know what I mean? Like, they've already, and these are publicly traded companies, right? You know, like you're not going to see them say, we don't need that much profit. Now, you might get somebody like Iwata-san every once in a while who says, I don't need to take a bonus this year because everybody else deserves to spread that across the rest of the company and our customer base. Bravo. Like, we love moves like that. We're not going to see that happen here. It's
not
just
here.
Not in the cards, especially after Xbox and Microsoft and have made this huge investment in Activision Blizzard King. You know, they need to balance their books. They need to recoup those funds. We've already seen many layoffs as a result, and we've seen prices go up on certain releases as a result, and this is just another one of those things they're doing to try to get back even.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know we usually get codes here and there for us who play games, not only reviewing games, but also Xbox Game Pass, right? So, and I was going to ask you this. If you're just out there, normal, Rihanna living, I don't know, Ohio, somewhere in Ohio.
Okay.
And you're a huge gamer, huge fan.
I was.
Love Xbox, right? Mm-hmm. You play online all the time.
I did.
Do you see yourself paying $30 a month, or you will probably pay something else just because you want to play these games online and you don't care about the date or whatever?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends. All three come with online multiplayer access, and previous life Rihanna that didn't cover games for a living or didn't work in dev or marketing. I didn't play everything the moment it came out. I was mostly playing whatever Call of Duty was still out, or, you know, maybe a puzzle game here or there, or even a throwback. You know, I did a lot of gaming, book club type playlist stuff from my childhood. So I might be one of those people who got Essential or Premium and was fine with it. And I didn't have a PC, so PC was not the right fit for me either. I would say if I try to put myself in my, you know, previous to my career and having income to spend on my hobbies, if I was like college student me and today's like options, and I would probably say I would have a Steam Deck. I might just invest in one thing in a Steam Deck, and I'd probably get the PC Game Pass. But if it's me with a donated console, which was the first one I played on multiplayer with, it was the Xbox 360 that I got from a friend. And I would probably be in like the premium or the essential tier just so I could play whatever multiplayer games with my friends.
Yeah, for me, as long as I could play online, then, you know, I'm talking about just console because I could just play online for free on my PC.
Yeah.
But let's say it was just me back in the days, Danny, up and coming, you know, kind of broke. I was paying Xbox Live for years. I had Xbox Live Gold for a very long time. You know, it was the past couple of years, I can't remember when, that I started getting codes from Xbox, you know, but I was paying it for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And Xbox Live Gold was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, really great offer.
So, if it's like that, I probably will go with the premium tier, honestly.
Yeah.
Because at that time, I didn't have a PC, so it just made sense for me to, you know, get something cheap. And I think premium will be the one that makes more sense for me if I had an opportunity back then. So, but yeah. If it's just PC, then I'll go with also the premium version for PC.
You mean PC Game Pass?
PC Game Pass, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, yeah. It's not the same? So it's only console. Okay.
Yeah, PC Game Pass.
It's very confusing. Sorry.
Is different.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably go with that. Honestly speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. I mean,
it is a good deal.
That one is still a really good deal.
It is a good deal. And, you know, I posted a question yesterday. I posted this on X and other places too. Blue Sky, Threads. Xbox Game Pass subscribers, are you planning to keep your subscription or cancel due to the recent changes? I was surprised how many people said that they're keeping it. There's a lot that they're subscribed to 2027, 2028, because they probably bought a bunch of cards or whatever. So they say they're going to keep it as long as they can, and let's see what happens then at that time when it comes up. But there's a lot of people saying no. Yeah, what happened?
I'm so sorry. Quick correction, because I just looked it up and want to make sure that we're accurate on this podcast.
Yeah.
The PC Game Pass is $16.49 a month, not $16.99. 50 cents less than what I said. But still, everything else remains like it is separate from the other three plans.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read a couple of tweets. This is from one of the people that replied to me. I changed to the cheapest essential. Besides my Xbox One being sitting there a while, only turning on for updates, last game was 2 months ago. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Go with the cheapest if you don't play that much. Good luck.
And shout out to people still rocking the Xbox One. Like, good job.
Yeah.
Keeping that thing updated.
Not everybody wants to play games day one. I think people also got to understand that's like hardcore like us. That we want to play these games day one. But there's a lot of people that will play it months from now, a year from now. That it's okay for them. You know, they probably, the only games that they'll play is, you know, Call of Duty, Fortnite, Apex, you know, those type of games.
Yeah.
NBA 2K, that is not in the service at all. And once in a while, like, hey, oh man, new game, let me play this game, you know. Or an indie game they probably never heard of that's in the service and you're playing on the cheapest version. You know, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I found so many great games like that when I was in between new releases previously, like Braid or like Inside and all those games when you're just browsing and looking for something and an indie pops up. I mean, Game Pass is really great for discoverability in that way.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Another one. I'll keep it. Even if the PC version gets the third more expensive, I still get enough value out of it. So a lot of people think that there is value in there, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen between now, because this month, there's a lot of games coming out, which is Ninja Gaiden 4, Outer Worlds 2. There's, I know there's a couple other games. Oh, Call of Duty, Black Ops 7, right? So it's like a lot. Between now and the end of the year. But let's see next year, because they say 75 games, day one games for
that's
Ultimate.
A lot.
Can
it
they
doesn't
keep
say
up?
75 AAA first party, nothing.
No,
like
no, no,
that.
No.
Just
they
75
say
total.
Total. So it could be indie, AA, AAA games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But let's see what's gonna happen. So Keeper, that's another game I forgot to mention that's also coming out. High in Life 2, that's another one that's coming out too.
Highly anticipated. Mm-hmm. You see what I did there?
So Fortnite Crew, this one's going to start November 18th. So,
oh, that's soon.
That's very, very soon. So that's going to be added to the Ultimate. So this one, when we play Fortnite, I'm always looking at it. I'm like, if I play a lot, is this worth it? And I check the price.
It is.
It's 11.
Definitely is. I've done it a few times.
It's $11.99 a month, and you get all kinds of perks. You get the season pass, everything in there too. Ubisoft Plus Classics value at $7.99 per month.
Honestly, such a huge value. Like, if you missed like some of the other sort of side Far Cry stuff, like was it Blood Dragon Trials or things like that? Like Ubisoft's. I want to say stable. Yes, Ubisoft stable is deep and incredible. And if you haven't played all of those games and you like the formula in any format, like it's really great, a really great value to have all those games for $8.
Yeah, and also want to mention, you know, not everybody's going to play Ubisoft Classics or Fortnite or EA Play. You know, they probably just want to play some Xbox games. Again, if this doesn't make sense for you, go with a cheaper route or just cancel it. You know, just cancel it.
And let's go talk about else. That because I know this is maybe a little bit outside of the gaming discussion, but again, and I say in the States because there are specific things going on here where the government has had a lot of influence on media recently, and there have been displays of dissatisfaction from audiences where a company made a decision and everybody reacted. Like, people canceled subscriptions. They complained online. They signed petitions. They went to local politicians. Like, people really did take action to express how much they did not agree with that decision. And it was reversed. And you don't see that happen a lot. And for those who want to look up the specifics around it, I'm talking about the name of the show? Jimmy Kimmel, thank you. Jimmy Kimmel's show, and we won't get into whatever happened there here. However, the salient point is people took action to express their dissatisfaction, and it was reversed. If that's something that I guess the gaming community at large really feels passionate about, cancel. Don't subscribe. Vote with your wallet. Like, we've said these things about pre-order culture. We've said these things about all kinds of things in gaming where if something, you know, gets hyped up and you think it's the wrong decision, then show that, right? Like, show that. Talking about it is really helpful, sure, but it's not going to move the needle in a boardroom. It's just not. And so if that's something that you want to do, please do that. like no one's sitting here on Gamer Tech Radio saying you need to go spend $30 a month to play games. Don't. Like, if that's not something that you have or that you want to do. I guess my point is just that if you still want this stuff, this is the cost. You don't get to decide it. And if you want to take action to make your opinion heard and you're not, you know, in the executive rooms, then let them know with your dollars, because that's what they care about. That's why they do it. Right, they raise the price because they need the money or want the money.
Well, let's see if they decide to make these changes. I think it's gonna be really, really hard for this.
I don't think it's gonna be reversed.
No, but, this is a different company now than when I joined.
Sure. And,
you know, start playing their games and everything. You know, when I started, the ecosystem was very, very different back then.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap it up because we have a visitor downstairs.
Ooh, special guest. Yeah.
I just want to say, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gamer Tech Radio. Let us know your thoughts. Are you still going to keep your subscription? You're going to go with a cheaper version, or are you going to leave? Let us know.
Yeah, if you're trying to organize and gather community around some kind of, you know, show of will, let us know about it. I'd be really interested to hear about it.
Definitely, definitely. All right, everyone, but thank you so much. I have a couple surprises coming up very soon. Stay tuned. But we're going to be out here. Thanks, Rihanna, for recording this episode with me.
You're welcome.
And until next time, we're out.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.